New York, 4 in 10 criminal suspects freed by bail reform are rearrested. By John Binder on January 26, 2022. A huge portion of arrest criminal suspects who were freed from jail, thanks to New York's bail reform law that eliminated bail for a series of crimes, were later rearrested on additional criminal charges, state records reveal. As Breitbart News has chronicled, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., signed the bail reform measures into state law that allows suspects accused of second-degree manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, child sex crimes, and making threats of terrorism to walk free from jail without ever having to post bail. Coinciding with the state law is New York City's supervised release program, which allows thousands of criminal suspects to be released following their arrests without having to post bail or being monitored by social workers. The data shows that from January 2020 to June 2021, the elimination of bail for a wide range of criminal suspects has resulted in thousands being rearrested, often for more serious crimes, the city reports. But an analysis by the City of data compiled by the State Office of Court Administration and the State Division of Criminal Justice Services reveals a much higher rate more recently. 23% of those freed on supervised release were rearrested on felony charges from January 2020 through June 2021. Emphasis added. And the data show that participants in supervised release are rearrested at an even higher rate when misdemeanor rearrests are factored in, 41%. Emphasis added. In all, 4 out of every 10 individuals placed in the supervised release program from January 1, 2020 through June 2021 were rearrested after being freed. Emphasis added. Months ago, 27-year-old Luis Gabriel Gomez was arrested in Salome, Arizona, after allegedly murdering a mother and daughter in Yonkers, New York. Gomez had been arrested before the murders on arson charges but was released thanks to bail reform. This week, New York City Mayor Eric Adams urged state lawmakers and Governor Kathy Hochul, D., to change the bail reform law so that criminal court judges have more discretion over setting bail for suspects that they believe will go on to commit more crimes. "We must allow judges to take dangerousness into account," Adams said. "New York is the only state in the country that does not allow a judge to detain a defendant who poses a threat to the community." New York State Democrats and Hochul, though, have ignored Adams' plea. "If Kathy Hochul wanted to make any changes to bail reform, it would be done," said New York GOP Chairman Nick Langworthy said in a statement. "She likes to talk a good game about the importance of safety, but her actions are the exact opposite. Perhaps she should spend less time raising special interest money and more time protecting the people of this great state," he said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.